This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. On the 2030 U.S. Census, Arab Americans will have their own box to check for the first time ever. And starting today, agencies across the federal government are being instructed to add a Middle Eastern or North African option to race and ethnicity questions on all data collection forms. Advocates have been pushing for this for decades. And they say one outcome will be a clearer picture of economic conditions in Arab American communities. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
Until now, people with roots in the Middle East and North Africa have been directed to check the white box on government forms. Maya Berry is with the Arab American Institute.
So when we approached federal data forms, we literally had nowhere to check.
Nowhere that reflected how they identified or how others perceived them. Berry says being lumped into the white category made Arab Americans invisible in government data sets, like the monthly jobs report and others you hear about on this show. And that could be masking economic disparities.
Disparities related to racial discrimination.
Nadine Neber is a professor at the University of Illinois Chicago. With this change, she says government data could start to reflect the outcomes of anti-Arab discrimination in schools, workplaces, and the housing market.
The more data we have, the more we can make the case for specific services.
Those could include housing assistance, small business loans, and economic research focused on Arab Americans. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.